The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been reassuring the public that beef is still entirely safe to eat. The Secretary of Agriculture, Ann Veneman, served it for Christmas dinner, and the White House says President Bush has been eating steak. But one of the leading researchers into BSE, or mad cow disease, says the government should perhaps show more caution. Dr. Stephen DeArmond is a neuropathologist at the University of California in San Francisco. He has worked for 20 years in the lab where prions, the errant proteins that cause mad cow disease, were discovered. While earlier studies detected prions in brain and central nervous system tissues only, newer findings indicate the problem may be more widespread. I spoke with Dr. DeArmond earlier. Dr. DeArmond, do you believe that cuts of beef that we would find in a grocery store, that some of these eventually will be discovered to contain prions?
That's a very tough question, and it's tough because to date, none of the good cuts of meat have ever been shown to have infectivity within them.
And the Department of Agriculture has said this week and last week, very, very low, practically no risk of any danger from these kinds of cuts of meat.
That's right. And transmission studies in Great Britain have failed to show that they have any infectivity within them. But that doesn't mean they don't, because other techniques have shown that skeletal muscle in an animal, for instance, that has scrapie, can be infective. And recently, it was shown that human skeletal muscle in patients with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease can also contain abnormal prion protein. Now, that doesn't mean that it's infective protein, but it does have the abnormal form of the protein within it.
Scrapie is a disease that's somewhat related to mad cow disease.
Yeah, it's the same disease. It's just different animal.
Right. So this is telling you something.
It tells us that you have to be careful, that you can't make absolute statements.
Do you eat beef yourself, Dr.
Yeah,
DeArmond?
Yes, I do, but there are several reasons for it. One of them is that I do eat the better cuts of meat that have a low probability of getting contaminated with brain tissue. And most of those cuts of beef come from 18-month-old cattle in the United States, as opposed to some of the hamburgers that come from a much older cow that has a greater chance of having the disease.
I think this is the thing that people are concerned about. When they hear cautions that are not absolute cautions, that is when people say there's a very, very low risk of a transmission of this disease, still you want the risk of transmission to be zero or as close to it as you possibly can.
Exactly.
So, you wonder, as a layperson, I want to call up someone like you, an expert, and say, what should I do?
Well, I think in the United States, there's very little danger. Meats that don't have any brain tissue or spinal cord tissue within them should be relatively safe. But again, the term relatively is thrown in there.
When you heard the news in the last few days about this cow infected up in Washington, what did you think? What was your reaction?
Well, we didn't know what was happening with it, and there were a couple of possibilities. The one that we worried about the most, and we still worry about, is whether contaminated feed of some sort had been brought onto that farm. And so far, I don't think they have found any evidence that that's the case. But that's the big worry, because that was the problem that created the crisis in Great Britain. The second was that it's a case of spontaneous mad cow disease. Not all forms of mad cow disease are caused by ingesting contaminated feed. The disease, like in humans, 90% of the cases of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease occur spontaneously, just like Alzheimer's does. So we assume that in cows there's some underlying level of spontaneous disease continually perking along. What we don't know is the extent of that disease in our cattle population, nor do we know whether that disease transmits to humans as easily as the mad cow disease of Great Britain did.
You've been studying this disease. You personally have been a leading researcher on this disease for 20 years, yes?
Yes.
When are you going to know the answers to these things?
The thing is, it's easy to determine. The United States policy has been to prevent feeding of cattle parts to cattle That's been the idea that was learned in Great Britain. That's what spread the disease. So all of these precautions that Great Britain has taken to eliminate the disease in Europe have been in place in the United States. The one thing, though, that is done in Europe that isn't done here is that almost all the cows that are going to be used for human food, they are tested for mad cow disease, and that's not done in the United States. There is a small number that are tested by the USDA. Every head of cattle that's slaughtered should be tested for the abnormal protein. It's absolutely doable. There's high-throughput techniques available today, the most sensitive techniques to identify the lowest levels of the infectious prions can be done, and they can be done without adding more than 10 cents to a pound of meat.
Professor Stephen DeArmond, a neuropathologist at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. DeArmond, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Oh, you're welcome.